right. So.
And with that,
we begin the juice bar on this kind of cold but humid Friday afternoon.
Friday.
I am the juice, and as always, I'm joined by the dependent variable next to me, Eli Crippen. I don't really know what's going on. Each week, this studio falls apart a little bit more.
In a different way, every time.
Exactly. I don't really know what it is, but this week, the aux cord just doesn't want to work, so we're playing off Spotify on the computer.
Which is fine.
Which is totally fine. We just can't mix songs, so it's fine. Not that we really do anyways, but... I don't even... We had a plan, and I feel like that plan is kind of thrown off. This week, I was like, oh, this week's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have it all together. There's going to be nothing wrong. But
this is probably our second to last episode of the season.
Yeah, this could be the penultimate episode. Yeah, finals are coming up.
Finals are coming.
It's been a long week. Not for you. You've had a great week, an easy week. My week's not been easy.
I wouldn't say it was easy. I took a test.
Okay. We'll get into that. We have a theme this week. We'll still try and stay to it. I think the playlist will still be able to put together.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, well, you should know, the intro there was Mars, Bringer of War by Gustav Holst,
mm-hmm.
which was going to be our background music, but turned into what our intro song was because nothing was playing.
Yep.
Therefore... That's just, you know, was our
intro. What's playing in the background right now?
The same thing. I just kind of rolled into it. It's just still going.
Huh.
Just brought it down.
Huh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the next song is gonna be Starman by David Bowie. Oh, it doesn't work. It's different.
It's a little bit different.
It is.
He's told us
All right. Welcome back to the Juice Bar. You're listening to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Peace, Pennsylvania. That was a couple of songs. That was Starman by David Bowie and then Walking on the Moon by The Police. So, I mean, I don't know if you could guess, but this is another themed episode. It's a little bit hard to tell what it is, so feel free to...
It's a little ambiguous.
Yeah, but if you figure it out, text in the show.
We both have our phones now for the first time ever. because my phone isn't actually the one playing music, so...
Yeah.
It's
exciting.
It is exciting. I'll get live updates. I've never gotten live updates during a show.
Well.
I know. In terms of live updates during shows, upcoming shows for the Lafayette College Music Department, on Sunday, the Lafayette Chamber Orchestra takes the stage in Williams Arts Center, playing some classical Baroque music.
Love it.
Including Bach, Tchaikovsky.
Whoa.
San Martin. It's a good lineup. And if you're not doing anything at 5 o'clock, I think it is.
Maybe.
You're more than welcome to come and join. The tickets are free. You will get a seat. I can guarantee it. I think there were 11 people at the last show.
11?
11.
Wow.
Which, if you know anything about math, is about a third of the people in the orchestra. Which means there's more of us than putting on a show.
25% increase in audience if you count yourself.
Yeah. I guess. But the bigger concert this weekend is Metro Boomin and Lost Kings.
Very excited for.
For the people I don't know.
Metro. I know Metro Boomin. He's
He's a DJ. Talk about that. Because I don't really know.
No, that's all I know. I know that he's produced a lot of songs with a lot of famous musicians, but he himself is not a musician.
If you look him up on any musical,
he has that shout out that's on a lot of popular rap songs, like Metro Boomin wants some more.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's not.
You hear it in the background sometimes.
It's not the music I casually listen to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even this music is kind of sometimes just like a couple weeks behind what I'm listening to. Like, I was listening to Shine a Light by the Stones, and it came on briefly last week when we couldn't figure out what was going on with the soundboard.
Yeah.
But
that was fun.
That was a song I was listening to like before spring break.
2 days.
So it's about like 2 weeks back.
Well, that's what this show is. It's a representation of our current music tastes.
It is. And you know what? I feel like we do a pretty good job.
Mostly.
But if you're also, if this isn't your music and you're more of a classical Celtic slip jig fan, not this upcoming Sunday, 2 days, in 9 days, the Marquee Consort is putting on their show of all traditional Celtic music, featuring songs such as She Begs She More.
Oh.
Fields of Gold.
Love it.
Which some people might know by Ava Cassidy or Sting. And Wild Mountain Time, featuring solos by virtually everybody because there's just about like one instrument involved. So I don't know why this is getting louder. This is Mercury, the Winged Messenger by Gustav Holst.
I played Jupiter.
Everybody's played Jupiter.
Yeah, just like everyone's played clarinet.
Jupiter's a great, great song.
Recorder.
And well, actually, speaking of Jupiter, our next song.
Drops of Jupiter?
Drops of Jupiter.
Great song.
Great song. Love it. Was listening to this about 2 months ago. But it's on the show now.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change it. Turn of a stay on the moon. She listens like spring and she talks like June. Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the moon?
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Okay, gang. So, chances are...
We're not listening to another one of those yet. Okay, so that was just a quick PSA. And just a side note on the PSAs. There is a large stack of CDs in the WJRH headquarters that I pick the CDs from just kind of like randomly. I literally grab the thing. I pull out a random amount of CDs. And I just put on a random one. Somehow I've picked that emergency preparedness CD multiple times and just kind of, I don't really even look at it. I just kind of pick a random one. I'm convinced that some of these are duplicates. Like, really?
I think that entire stack is all the same PSA.
I don't think it is. Some of them are a little different now that I'm going through them individually.
Maybe not.
Oh yeah, no, this one is another emergency preparedness one. Oh, this one is the campfire one. You remember that one with Fox, yeah. the bear?
Mm-hmm.
Another emergency preparedness. Type 2 diabetes prevention. Oh, the Alvin, that was a classic, the Alvin and Chipmunks one.
That one was rough.
Well, those were just two songs. I kind of picked those two songs. There's Drops of Jupiter by Train and Satellite by Guster. And last week we played another song by Guster. We played Ruby Falls off their same album.
Yep.
And you had asked, what are they? You know, they're an all Jewish.
Who is Guster?
They are all people of the Jewish faith. There we go. I'm working on it. And I was introduced to them through one of my friends from home. I thought it was good. It's just very, they're very, really tight and they're small. I said that last week. They're a good size. But, you know, after I mentioned the band, you were like, Vampire Weekend released their whole album today.
They did.
And And I'm quite excited. I do enjoy Vampire Weekend. You looked at it
a little bit more than I did.
Oh, I would agree.
I think it was all us.
I think it was all, yeah.
Because if you'll remember.
Let's see if I can get a soundbite up from that.
Faithful listener. Last week we were talking about how we think it's
a little clickbait. You said it was a little clickbait. It's a
bit too much clickbait for them to keep releasing them.
Pushing out songs. But you had a good idea.
It's a little bit of time.
Right. I had said, I think we did this, and you said I you had a better idea about why this all happened. You said that they just didn't finish the album.
Yeah, my theory is they didn't finish the album, but instead of pushing back the release date by like 2 months, I don't know. How long has this been going on?
They've released two
songs every other week.
January. I remember seeing the first couple songs, like 2021 and whatever the other, I can't remember what the other song with that release was, but when 2121 came out, that was, or Harmony Hall, yeah, that was like the second week of January.
Yeah. So instead of just pushing back the release date,
like anyone else would,
3 months, they just started trickling out the songs that were done to keep people happy.
Oh,
and now they finally finished, so now they just released the whole thing. That's my theory.
Saturn bringer of old age in the background. This is what's on in my room all the time. Whenever I'm doing homework, I just listen to classical music. Anyways,
bringer of old age.
No, I do think we did that. I mean, of all of the singles, we both agreed that This Life is by far the best.
Yeah, by far.
By far, and
maybe Sunflower. I'm not a big fan of Unbearably White.
You know, I listened to the first few. So 2021, I enjoyed.
Yeah. Harmony Hall was good.
Harmony Hall was good. And so, I got to go through and listen to it. But after the show last week, my dad had texted me and said, I really enjoyed that first Vampire Weekend song, This Life. It reminds me a lot of Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl. Just not in the lyrics, but the way it sounds. And today, I think it was today, this morning, he texted the group chat that we have in our family. That,
right.
Everybody has.
Family group
chat. And there was an article in... The New York Times, or a review of the Vampire Weekend album, that says This Life, which goes bounding along in echoes of Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl, is a breakup song.
Whoa.
So he really called it. Crazy. We're all calling things here.
We're all calling things here.
It's impressive.
Unparalleled.
I think we should get back to music. We kind of skipped around through songs.
I agree.
At the beginning, we spent a little bit more time the plan was to play the Star Trek Next Generation intro.
We were supposed to start with the intro to Star Wars Next Gen, but that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. We ended up just playing the planets, the full suite. But up next we have Free Fallen by Tom Petty, and this is on WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. What is playing now? Okay, we're just playing Space Cowboy now. Yeah. Space Cowboy.
Space Cowboy.
Free Fallen next.
Breaking her heart. Now I'm free. Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys were standing in the shadow, and the good girls were home with broken hearts.
Continuing our theme, that was Space Cowboy followed by Free Fallen, which isn't quite our theme, but like almost.
Free Fallen is.
Free Fall?
Absolutely. It's off the album Full Moon Fever. If I was just using like sciencey terms to try and get space in there.
That's not quite space. Though there was a guy once who was brought up in a balloon all the way to the atmosphere. And he jumped.
For Red Bull. Red Bull's got wings.
Red Bull's really weird, man. They sponsor a lot of actually like somewhat
insane things.
Cool, like science related.
Have you seen them do the helicopter flip?
No.
Oh, anybody that hasn't, go online, look up the Red Bull helicopter flip. It was like a Mission Impossible thing where they literally did like a, if you think about a roller coaster when you do like a the loop de loop, they did that in a helicopter.
That seems really hard.
Yeah. I would be so scared.
That seems impossible.
Because the whole idea is that it's pulling, you know, like it's propelling you up in the other.
Make
and then,
any sense.
I know, but it's wild. It was a thing.
What?
It's really cool. You know what else is really cool?
What?
The fact that my week is over. Back-to-back exams. Long gauntlet of things to do. And tonight.
Oh, no, I guess it would be possible. Huh.
I know.
Sorry, there's something out the helicopter flip.
I know, the helicopter's wild. Tonight, we get to go see...
Endgame.
Endgame.
Very exciting.
Avengers Endgame. Which is has been described, I'm going to quote, again, while I can.
Yeah.
I'm going to quote my friend Eric. Mm. Not Matthews,
not
from
Eric
Madison.
Matthews. Shout
different
out to
Eric
Matthews.
Shout out to
Love
Eric
him.
Matthews.
Love Hope him. He feels better. Heard he was feeling a little bit sick this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, also, quick, before I read this quote, everybody, please stay safe and healthy. Because with neurovirus and Metro Boomin this weekend.
That's a bad combination.
That's a bad combination. Neuro's back. Wash your hands.
I gotta say, they stepped up their response time on this one.
They did. Not really, but yeah. Because this was like, John Shaw was talking about this coming back about a week and a half ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, we got the email a couple days ago, but that's fine. Anyways, back to the end game. Eric Mangle. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time, while Aaron Rodgers is the best. Lawrence of Arabia is the best movie ever made, while Endgame is the greatest. I don't know if I necessarily agree with all points in that, but he was really
that meant
excited.
Absolutely nothing to me.
Yeah, it's he equated a lot of things there that I think it was a little overzealous. But the point is he was just in love with the movie, and Tim came back and was in love with the movie. Everybody's been in love with the movie. Spoilers are out there. I haven't seen anything. I don't know if you have.
Oh my god, I've been trying so hard.
It's been so hard.
It's so difficult.
But
that's why I'm excited to go see the movie.
I just want to see you just
ignoring the spoilers.
Yes, all the notifications and things where it's like Endgame ending explained.
It's
on Vice.
The worst. You know? Same with Game of Thrones too. I've been avoiding Game of Thrones spoilers, and it's been very difficult.
I haven't been avoiding spoilers. He dies.
No.
I actually have no idea. I don't watch the show.
There's so many people.
I know there are.
They all die.
They all die. Yeah. That's the name of the game.
That's how it goes.
An Endgame. But our destination is Endgame. And this next song is entitled Destination Moon by Dina Washington. You're one of your gracious additions. I love this. It was really fun to listen to.
Kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. Destination moon, we'll travel fast as a light till we're out of sight. The earth will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my jet. A destination moon. We'll go up, 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 up. Straight to the moon we two. Starry blue, I'll be out of this world with you. So away we'll steal in my space mobile, a supersonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go. A destination moon.
All right. That was Just Destination Moon by Dina Washington, and then Space Song by Beach House. It's an interesting name for a band.
Especially one that's singing about space.
Beach House, bro.
This is the end of the show.
The end of the show.
You could call it the end game. No, you can't.
No, that's next week. Next week.
Next week is
end. Next week's end game.
Oh, man, I can't believe this semester's coming to a close.
I know. I can't believe I have four finals.
Same.
Last semester, I had one.
I had four.
So this is going to be rough.
Oh, it's fun. Don't worry about it. You get to study everything you learned. Do an entire semester learning in a day.
Oh. Yeah, I have two finals on Monday.
Oh, wow. All my finals are at the end of the week.
No, so like after like classes end on Friday, I'm going to have the weekend to like study a lot for these two finals, and then the next day I have a final, and then the next day I have a final.
Wow.
It's rough.
Yeah, I'm done on Friday.
I'm done on Wednesday, which is nice because I get out of here on like the 16th, but
yeah,
it's going to be rough.
It's going to be rough.
A lot of studying and not very much time.
Well, we've been talking about Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. I love Jupiter.
Jupiter's on the burner of Jollity.
Jupiter is the bigger of Jollity and also very massive.
It is. But the last time we did a themed episode like this, we missed one band very specifically that space is pretty relevant to.
Yeah.
You got some complaints about it personally.
I think I did.
I think you did. But now we have our final song.
Just to get him in.
Squeeze, sliding in. 1 second left on the clock. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been the Juice Bar. I've been the Juice. You have been the Dependent Variable.
As always.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And right now, we have Money by Pink Floyd from Dark Side of the Moon.
I yell and I scream and I tell him why he wasn't coming on Friday night.
And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made.